Welcome to For the Health of It, an intimate look at public health in Cowley County, Kansas. Join us as we discuss topics that are impacting public health in our community and learn about what we do at your local health department. Hey, welcome once again, everybody, and thanks for joining us for another edition of For the Health of It, Cowley County. Tom Langer, the Health Department Administrator and Local Public Health Officer, and with me today again, as always, is the ever-smiling Allie. How are you today, kiddo?
I am doing okay.
Really?
Thank you. Yes.
Are you ready for this discussion?
I am.
So today we're going to be talking about our Healthy Start Home Visitor Program.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what all that entails, and giving people a little bit of a close-up look at what that program is, what it does, and what they could expect to gain from it. So what do we want to talk about first? It's a program that's gone through a lot of changes. Do we want to talk about where it was?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it's important.
Why don't you, the Healthy Start Home Visitor Program has been here for as long as I've been. It's been here before I came in. So probably we've had that program at the health department for at least 15 years. It was, and always has been, designed for one thing only, and that's to identify moms in the community that are expecting and to interact with them, provide them any kind of assistance that they might need as they prepare for the birth of a child. But more than that, it's also being able to help them get their little one off to the very best start in life possible. That's where the program name comes from, Healthy Start Home Visitor. This is one of those programs where our people actually don't just do everything in the clinic, but we actually will go out into the community and visit with people in their homes and help them prepare for the arrival of a new family member. A lot of times it was very much limited, based upon the resources that we had and what we could do. And we had one person doing that job. And then here about, a year ago?
Yeah, just about a year ago.
About a year ago, we realized that there was an expanded need in our community. And so we've put more resources into this, and we've ramped it up a little bit, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So Allie, you tell me,
what is your take and what is your perception of what the home visitors do and what their role is?
I think the home visitors do a lot of what you were saying. Their job is to connect with these families, ideally to connect them as soon as they learn that they're pregnant. Sometimes we don't connect with them until later in pregnancy or after birth, but the idea is that we would get connected with them, get them connected with local resources, resources that are going to help that mother and that child during her pregnancy and after.
Okay. Now, some people might say, well, how do they find out? How do we know who's expecting and who's not? You know, we don't hang outside OB's offices and monitor people. We actually do have a way of identifying them through some of our other programs, don't we?
Sure. Primarily our Women, Infants, and Children program, we did an episode on them recently, our WIC program, they see plenty of pregnant women, and then they see their infants after they're born. So the WIC program is a great feeder program for those recipients to the home visiting program.
And probably a lot of them are connected with that service when they come in. There's another program that we have, though, that oftentimes will tip us off.
Yeah, our family planning program.
Exactly.
That's when those women are just learning of their pregnancy.
Right. Yeah, if somebody doesn't know and they come in and they request a pregnancy test and we tell them and then we know, and then right away we can kind of connect. Allie, do you remember? I know we look at these numbers all the time when we talk about public health and just the general state of health in our county. How many babies are born to Cowley County residents every year, approximately?
Anywhere between 380 and 400. So,
and that's been pretty much consistent.
Yeah, at least for 3 years or so.
Yeah, so basically we are looking at, you know, 400 new babies that will come in every single year. I know that, you know, we talked about one of the reasons why the program has taken on a change, and I don't think it's news to anybody at this point. There are two facilities in the, well, there were three facilities in the county where a woman, you know, or a family could be expecting and they could deliver a baby. The two hospitals, and then, of course, we had a midwife group.
Right.
Right? The landscape in the county's changed dramatically. the midwives no longer are here, mm-hmm. and the one of our hospitals, namely the one in Ark City, has changed its model, and it no longer is providing that service. So sadly, we have a lot of moms that would have used that facility in Ark City to deliver a baby, and it's no longer available to them. So that means there's basically only one.
Right.
And that's the William Newton Hospital in Winfield. So we knew about that, didn't we?
Yes.
And do you remember what my immediate reaction was when we were learning all about this? And I said, we're going to be having moms deliver babies in parking lots and, yep. And not know. It may have been a bit of an overreaction on my part, but in reality, I did not want to see those things happen. I did not want to see a change in the landscape of healthcare in Cowley County impact our families to the point where people say, well, we're not going to come to Cowley County because this is not a good place to have kids and raise families. So that was a big impetus in why I said, hey, let's put our thinking caps on, let's get out our pens and pencils, and let's rewrite this. And let's see how
we can
attract some additional funding and some additional resources. So what are the overall goals of the program? Do you know off the top of your head?
Of course. I would say right now our number one goal is to improve especially local perceptions that people have about the program. Traditionally, people in the community have maybe viewed this program to be a program that is available for single mothers, poor families, people who are in the health department receiving WIC services, people who are on state insurance, people who don't have a lot of money, that type of thing. And so we're really trying to shift that idea about the program because it's not true. Anybody who has a child is going to run into some obstacles along the way, whether it's your first or your fifth. There are going to be some things that come up, I would imagine. And so we're really working to change the way that people view this program, and so that the local providers will make their referrals, that moms will talk with other moms, that we will be able to connect with more moms that way, because let's be honest, everyone just needs support.
We talked about this. We said, one of our goals, our long-term goals, is that we want this program to be right there, like with the need for childcare and all of the other things that when people say, we're expecting, we need to connect with the health department. Not because they are unable to care for themselves, but because of the fact that it is such a great program that we want them to take whatever benefits from it that they can. And it is pretty impressive when you consider the network of providers that we have available to us, even just here in the health department. We have a number of women that are very good at teaching people the ins and outs of breastfeeding and how to spot certain things with an infant when they may be colicky or they're fussy and they need help, because we see the entire gamut and we understand that in today's world it is exceptionally difficult to parent. If both parents are working, and mom's not able to stay home full time, we want to make sure that as a family, not just as moms, but as a family, you guys have the resources to make you better parents, to make your home safer for your baby, to get everybody in the family unit prepared, and basically make the community so much more inviting and better for kids. When our visitors go out, they have a pretty much set criteria, don't they, of things that they want to accomplish?
Yes.
Talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, so in those visits, they vary quite a bit between the family, but there are a few core components. We use some different screening tools to assess potential anxiety, depression in the home. We have some that assess different qualities in the household, the potential for bugs, mold, if those things are present. We kind of go over some different ways to improve those conditions if they can be improved. Different types of screenings like that. So they do several screenings right away to kind of get an idea of what's going on in the family. And then based on those screenings, they elaborate and go into what's relevant.
Okay. There are a lot of things that they look for, but it's not like looking down on anybody.
Definitely not.
We want to make sure that parents, especially new moms, would understand the right way of putting a child to sleep.
Right.
You know, putting them down for naps or for their sleep time, because we used to, when I first got here, I think we averaged about one case per year of SIDS. You know, SIDS is sudden infant death syndrome, and we've learned so very much just within the last decade of what causes that and how to prevent it through safe sleep assistance. And so that's something that we provide.
We work with birth planning, making sure that they have an idea of where they're going to go to deliver right. that baby. How are they going to get there? Who is going to be involved? That type of thing.
Making sure that they, and this sounds kind of funny, or it may sound odd to some people, but making sure that they have set up normal appointments with their OBs.
Yes, that is essentially yeah. the first priority.
And making sure that they are into care and that they're getting supplemental vitamins and things of that nature that their bodies are going to need. Again, everything here is designed to help them stay healthy and to give their baby the best chance at a healthy beginning.
Absolutely. Right?
And then we look at the extended family.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of how we talk to other people that are going to interact with the child, especially a newborn, because a newborn comes into the world, man, they don't have any defense mechanisms at all. And so we want to make sure that the families have the proper vaccinations that they would need
so that they don't
inadvertently bring an illness in and cause a newborn to become ill. You know, it sounds like, oh, well, that's a no-brainer, but a lot of people sometimes forget about it. Do you remember the ones that we tout as far as the vaccinations they should have?
Yeah, of course. Anything that's seasonal, especially right now, we would encourage they have their influenza vaccine. But another one would be the tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis
right.
vaccine.
And it's mostly because of the pertussis portion of it, yeah. Because the last thing you want is to have a baby with whooping cough. That is probably... Oh, no, you just do not want that. Any of those things that could impact their health negatively, and that is one that would. We try to make sure that we do everything to protect them in that way. Now, we've got two visitors.
Right.
And they're going to be on a little bit later in the program. Because of the way our little recording studio is set up, we can only bring them in one at a time, but we'll do that here in a little bit. They're going to be talking about what?
They're going to be talking about more of what happens on a visit. So you'll get to hear kind of what to expect during pregnancy and then what to expect after the baby comes.
Okay, so that's how we're going to break this up.
Yes.
And here's the crazy part. And I mean, and this is, I'm sure, what maybe some people are wondering about. What does this cost? How much does it cost people?
This program doesn't cost anything. And you can actually receive these services all throughout your pregnancy and even up to the time that your child turns 1 year old.
Yeah. And it costs...
Nothing. And you can do it with subsequent pregnancies and,
yeah.
and children.
Yeah.
It's not a one-time thing.
Right. It's a service that is so much in line with everything that we do at our core in public health and at the health department.
Right.
That it makes no sense. We don't put a charge on it. We don't put a fee on this. This is just basically making sure that we can reach out and connect people and get them the services that they need. And, you know, some of those services will happen here. Some of them will happen at other providers like an OB.
And that's very important.
You know, or when it comes time to deliver. And imagine that. Now, if you've gone through the process and you've had children before, well, perhaps you say, oh, yeah, I get it. I understand. But I'm a dad 5 times. Every single one was different. Every single baby, there was something unique that happened during the pregnancy or even at the delivery or after the child was born. So I understand exactly how important it is, and being able to have a resource or the resources that you can, you know, pick up a phone and call. We have those tools. We have those strategies. We also know how you can get help during that time, because it's all about mom and it's all about the babies and the family units in general. So I wanted to make sure that we talked about that. Our goal, and it may sound like, you know, it's unattainable, but our goal is that we would like to connect with every single pregnant mom in Cowley County.
Certainly. And we want to equip them with all the knowledge and skills that they need to
and it doesn't,
be healthy.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter your income level, doesn't matter your education level, doesn't matter, your background, doesn't matter your skin color, any of that stuff. We don't see that.
Right. If there's a new baby, we want to be there.
We want that baby and that mom to be the epitome of good health. For us, that's what drives us on that. The only way we can continue to improve the health of our community is to start at the very, very beginning. It's a big role that the health department in our county plays, maybe bigger than in some other localities. But I'm glad that we are that important to that many people. And we hope that it continues, and we want folks to take advantage of this program. Well, we're going to shift gears here just a little bit, and now we're going to welcome to the podcast one of our home visitors. Jean, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here today.
You are going to get put on the hot seat, so I hope you're just sweating bullets because it's so hard to come on to this show. In reality, it's not, but I'm just teasing you. I want you to take a minute, introduce yourself, tell everybody your name, your background, tell them about your journey and how you ended up here at the health department.
Okay, you bet. Yes, my name is Jean Tapia, and I started here in mid-April. And prior to that, I owned and operated my own childcare out of my home for 25 years, a little more than that, actually. I'm a mother of four. So I just decided that maybe it was time for a change, and I just bit the bullet and applied here. And I'm very happy that I did. I still get to serve families just in a different capacity. If I'm able to connect with a mom when she gets that news that she's pregnant, which often it's very exciting and sometimes rather nerve-wracking if they're not expecting it, I like to be that person that can take that journey with them and make them feel confident and happy with the outcome.
Yeah, and that's, I think, kind of in a nutshell, exactly what we want to have happen with our home visitors. Now, we're going to talk to you a little bit about what happens from the time the mom finds out that she's expecting and how we interact with her, right? Allie, do you have any specific questions about the process that Jean can answer?
Yeah, Jean, can you kind of tell us what happens after we learn about a woman being pregnant and she agrees to become a part of this program?
Yes, certainly. Usually I will get called in, I will introduce myself to them, and then I have a series of questions for them. For instance, of course, what is their projected due date? Have they had a pregnancy prior to this? If so, were there any complications, anything we should be made aware of? I've had some moms that have had a history of preeclampsia, for instance, in a previous pregnancy, so we'll make sure to monitor their blood pressure much closer. So, yeah, we make sure they're taking their prenatal vitamins that they've seen an OB doctor, and we'll maintain that ongoing care through the duration of their pregnancy.
So in the time that you've been here, I know at the very beginning, you know, it's nerve-wracking. Well, when you're first new to a program like this, like you came in, you had your own little case of the jitters, I remember, you know, because you wanted to make sure everything was perfect. And I think you've probably seen in the time that you've been here, it's not always perfect, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah. And have you found that any of these moms that you've worked with, that their pregnancy is just exactly like everybody else's? Or are they all a little bit different?
Definitely the latter. They're all a little bit different. And so I approach them differently. Just try to meet a mom where she's at. Sometimes they're very excited and sometimes they're very nervous about their pregnancy. So we try to be there and be a comfort to them and just help them along the way. Some moms need a lot more from us and we're more than happy to give it. Some are pretty confident and we only need to call on them every couple of months. So whatever they want, we're here for them.
That's exactly right. I think that's what we were talking about earlier, Allie, is that it's kind of customizable.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
I think that's a good word for it. But not everybody needs every single thing that we can provide, but it could be kind of an a la carte thing where they may not have. Well, you know, we've seen it. Gina, have you been into a home where a mama didn't have an appropriate crib for a child?
Most definitely,
yeah.
Yes.
And so we can help fill that need, right? And of course, when they're traveling with a baby, they've got to have proper, you know,
a car seat,
car seats and restraints and all of that. And so we can connect them with those resources. There's a lot of things that we do provide. I think the best part of it, though, is just creating that relationship and building that trust so that when something may occur, that they know who to call right away. I always wanted us to have like the 24-hour nurse on call.
Right.
You know, because in a community our size, a lot of times it's difficult to get it. I think this is about as close to that model that we've got in our health department, what our home visitors, you know, the relationships that they build with their moms, with their clients, and with the families then too. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yes.
So tell me some more. You know, tell us all about what a mom that might be listening or the family member or somebody that knows of somebody that's expecting, what they can expect or how exciting it is for them to get into it. Because that's what we want them to know. We don't want to make it stressful.
Right.
Just the opposite. We want to make it better for folks and how you go about doing that. So
sure.
I know you have a bunch of notes.
I do. I just wanted to make sure I didn't leave anything out.
Good.
First of all, I should say that this service is completely free, so they don't need to worry about anything like that. We usually like to meet them in their homes, and the reason we do that is we like to assess the home for a safe environment. Some things that people don't think about before they have a family is the importance of smoke detectors, for instance, that they're up and they have a working battery. Things like that. We check their outlets, just especially with new moms learning about baby-proofing their home and thinking about that. It's never too soon to do that. And we do screen moms for depression because with changing hormones, that can be a real thing. Also, just the mere fact that their life is changing, and sometimes that's stress-inducing. So we're here for them for that as well. One of the big things that we do is we take their blood pressures, and some may think, well, I go to the doctor every month. You know, why is that really necessary? But sometimes that can kind of sneak up on a person. I did have one young mom recently that had been to her OB doctor 2 days prior to my visit. She came out real sleepy and tired. She seemed a little off. I took her blood pressure and it was dangerously low. It turns out she had been vomiting the night before quite a bit and she was dehydrated. I waited a little bit, took it again. It was still low. I told her she needed to call her doctor. She wanted to go back to bed and lay down. She was so tired. But I asked her if she would please call before I left. She did. The doctor wanted her to go to the hospital. They put her on an IV drip to rehydrate her and sent her on home. If I had not been there that day and it was weeks before her next appointment, who's to say what could have happened?
Sure.
So that kind of reaffirmed to me the importance of what we do.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the terms and the words that we talk about, oh, we do an assessment or we look at this and I don't want people to be put off by that.
Right. It's not judging. It's not grading.
Right. I think that's the key. You know, it's part of the process that we go through to help make, I don't even want to say a determination, but for us to get a really good idea of the environment and where people might need help and things that they think are maybe totally fine that are kind of overlooked.
Right.
You know, and could sneak up on you. So I just want to make sure that folks realize that it's not judgmental, never will be, and again, it's some people need more services than others, but we don't. There's no judgment there. We want to provide it for everybody. And Gene, you had mentioned this when you came on. We want this program to be the thing that when a mom finds out she's pregnant, this is where she needs to call, and our program is the one they want to get enrolled in. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's very exciting. I'm really proud to be a part of it. One of the other things that we do is we assess the home for a safe sleep environment. I was recently certified as a safe sleep instructor. A lot of people, especially if they're older or they have the influence of older parents, might tell them they need bumper pads and all the things for their crib and blankets and quilts and whatnot. I've learned about the ABCs of sleep, the importance that a baby goes alone in the crib, on their back, and in a clutter-free crib. And those are very important things that have surfaced from studies on SIDS, and it has saved a lot of lives of babies. So that's something that we really stress when we go into the home. We help them with that. And if I may go back a little bit, as far as the judging, I've had moms say, oh, my house is a mess, you know, don't come over, I'll be so embarrassed, or maybe today's not a good day, I don't feel well, I haven't done a lot. And I always tell them, it's what you're comfortable with, but also, I'm a human being. There's days I don't feel like cleaning my house. I don't want someone to come in and judge me for that. And when you're pregnant, you have days that you're feeling nauseous, you're tired. The main objective should be take care of yourself. We're not here to look at your house. We're just here for you in whatever capacity that is.
25 years in the daycare realm.
Yes.
25. I would imagine your house was probably pretty much a disaster area for a while.
Well, some days it was better than others.
Well, I mean, that's just it. And you know, I think that's the other thing that people need to know. Both of our home visitors are also moms. Right. You've been through it. And you have a lot of experience dealing with kids and a lot of experience dealing, you know, with the trials and tribulations that family brings, because you guys have lived it as well. And I think that's what makes it so great and kind of helps make you subject matter experts, not just in what we're trying to provide through the health department, but just the entire process and how it is. I don't want to say it's a battle or a struggle, because it's probably the most rewarding thing you can do as far as being, you know, a mom and being parents, to bring kids into the world and then help them grow up. But it's cool. And Gene, we're thrilled that you're on board with us. Really, we are. We're glad. And we have so much work in this community to do. So much work.
Yes,
would you agree with that statement when I say that? I
mean, definitely, yeah. Especially with the closure of the OB ward at the Ark City Hospital, the midwife clinic that closed recently. It seems there are fewer places to go and less time for moms. So I feel like if we can kind of fill that gap, then we're providing a good service for the community.
Right on. That's exactly what we wanted to do. Allie, when we set this up, we had some goals, didn't we, for individuals?
Oh, yes.
Remember what some of those were as far as how many we wanted to see? I just want to tout how far we've come.
Yeah, a long way.
Yeah.
We've brought on one additional home visitor, but we streamlined our referral services, and we've already doubled the number of recipients in the program.
And I think, you know, month over month, we continue to see that momentum growing.
Yes.
And, you know, when we first began, we're like, gosh, are we going to get them? Are they going to accept what we're trying to provide? You know, so we had some questions on our end, too, as an organization, and wondered, is this going to work? We're thrilled that the people are doing it, and we hope that as they engage with you, they're telling others about this as well. Because Gene, you've been out into the community. You've talked to people about what you do in the program, right?
Yes, I've been fortunate enough to be a speaker at several groups here in town.
Which is one of those things, too, that if somebody wants to know more about these programs, give us a call. You can connect with these ladies personally, have personal conversations. If there's a group, you want to learn more about it as a group, we would invite you to call us and do that as well. So, Allie, are there any other questions you have of Gene or things that you want to contribute at this point?
No, Gene, thank you for coming on and telling us a little bit about the work that you do here.
And it wasn't so scary, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it's not so bad, see. No. It's just a conversation with the people you see every day. So.
Yes, yeah. But thank you for having me on here, and thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you for the work that you're doing with moms in our community. This is going to pay dividends for them for years and for their entire child's lifetime. It honestly will. So thanks for being with us. Allie, you know, this has been really an exciting time for us since we changed the structure of our home visiting program, and we've added the additional person. But, you know, we've placed a much greater emphasis on that program in our overall construct here at the health department because of the fact that it touches so many people from the very beginning of their lives, and we want to retain them as clients and patients at the health department, you know, throughout their lives as they stay here in Cali County. I think that that's the one thing that probably people don't understand, or they don't think about.
Sure.
How important the resource is, you know. And what have you seen, you know, here in the last 6 months that kind of illustrates that's working for us?
It's very relational. We have moms that come in and they have a new pregnancy and they're very excited. And right away, they're already asking to see JoJo, our home visitor that has been doing it for a number of years because she helped them with a previous pregnancy or they've engaged her in the office. So I think that that's really important. We saw it at the baby shower that we did this last weekend. Those of us who work for the health department, we recognize those moms and knew about their situations and their other kids. And it's fun to watch the families grow and transition.
I think that's the important thing.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a person's name, JoJo. and I just wanted to say thanks to her because she's in the studio with us now. And we're going to ask her to talk. But, you know, I'm going to give her a hard time because I'm going to tell a story on Joe. When I first interviewed at the health department, I mean, I was there interviewing for a job, and I was asked if I wanted a bottle of water. And I said, yeah, I'd like one. And she hands me a bottle of water and says, that'll be a dollar. And I did it. And they took that dollar and they framed it. And I think they hung it on the wall in the Arc City office for a long time until I don't take that down. You know, put it to work somewhere. But anyway, she's been poking me in my ribs since day one in Cali County. And I'm going to return the favor this morning. Josephine, how are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell everybody out there in podcast land a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's JoJo Olivares. I have three kids, a 20-year-old, 15-year-old, and a 13-year-old. I've been with the City Cali County Health Department for about 10 years now. It'll be 11 in January. I've been doing maternal, child, and health home visit for about 8 or 9 years, something like that. I love it. I love doing it. I love working with the moms. I love working with the kids. I like being the go-to person that everybody needs. It's a really fulfilling job.
Joe, let's talk a little bit about exactly what it is you do in that role. Now, you know, Jean was on a little bit earlier, mm-hmm. and we had her in, and we talked about a different time, like the pregnancy
and that first visit and the intake.
Yeah. Well, I want you to talk a little bit about what moms can expect during that first 6 months to a year that we still engage in that home visiting program, because it goes out to 12 months, right?
Yes, 12 months.
Okay, mm-hmm. So talk about that a little bit.
So when moms get on my program, they have to see me for at least a year, and they have to see me at least every 3 months.
That's some frightening stuff, Joe.
Yeah, well, you know, I get attached. I get attached. I fall in love with the moms, and I fall in love with the babies, and I want to be there for them if they ever need anything. So we typically start with newborn visits. So we do the newborn visits, and we talk about just the newborn, the safe sleep, the car seats, how their ride should be, and then what's the next steps. And then 2 to 3 months when I come back and visit with them, then we talk about vaccines, where they should be at in their developmental role. We do have milestones that we do with the moms and the babies to see where they're at. We start tummy time. If the moms are comfortable with it, then I get on the floor with the babies and, you know, help the babies and see where they're at their tummy time. And then 6 months comes around and we visit with them again. And that's also a transition with WIC. So they are starting to eat food. So then we take them their first bowl, their first plate, their first cup and fork and spoon, and show mom what consistency they need in the baby food and help them with that, and high chairs and making sure that their necks are strong enough to sit in the high chairs and what they can do to help with that.
It really is about the healthy start, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know that there's a program that's probably more adequately named.
Right.
As far as this is what we're attempting to accomplish, and this is how we're going to go about doing it. And there's probably not another program that is as intimately involved with the individual families.
Yes, and personalized.
Yeah, and personalized. Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. That's true. So I've noticed... You know, Joe, you mentioned, I remember when you became the home visitor. It's been kind of an interesting journey, and I think back on all the times that we've been in the clinic, you know, we've been at the health department, either office, and a family would come in, and now the little one that's coming in with them is a toddler. They're 2 or 3 years old.
Yes.
And you'll squeal. I mean, I'll hear you make this noise. And I'm like, oh my word, what's going on? And there you are out there because this is a little one who came through this program.
Yes.
And the mom's there.
Yes.
And that is pretty neat. Isn't
yes.
it?
And they're all my babies.
Yeah.
They're all my babies. And you get attached to them, yeah, and you just want to see them healthy and grow.
Yeah, and I've seen you sad, and I've seen you cry when they get sick or somebody gets hurt.
Yes.
Joe, you know, I want to talk a little bit more about the safe sleep portion,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because you and I went through this when we started it down here, because it was, what, about 4.5, 5 years ago? That really kind of moved to the front?
Yes.
Do you remember? Talk a little bit about that.
So with the safe sleep, it's pretty much what it says. It's safe sleep. We just want to make sure that the kids are not dying of SIDS, which is sudden infant death syndrome. There's also suffocation. If I say this word right, asphyxia?
Asphyxia.
Am I mm-hmm. saying that
That's
right?
Right?
I can't ever say that word right. So we definitely, with the cribs and the wooden cribs, okay, they're beautiful, they're nice, but sometimes they're not safe. So at the baby shower, I did mention this, if you do have a wood crib, get a Coke can, turn it sideways. If you can fit it through those bars, then it's not safe because a baby can choke themselves and suffocate through those bars. And we definitely don't want that to happen.
You're talking the spacing on the cribs.
Yes, the spacing of the cribs,
sure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a big passion of mine. Ever since I started this, I went to a governor's conference and heard Christy Shun talk about this at the first governor's conference that I went to. And I was passionate about it. I was like, this is something that we need in our county because we didn't have any safe sleep instructors.
No, we certainly didn't.
And so then that's when I came back and bugged you about
it
and said, Tom, I need this.
All the time. No, it's good. And I appreciate it because, you know, I can see the results.
Yes.
I think in the last 5 years, we've had maybe one baby die.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a sad, more accident than anything else.
Right.
But, you know, it was something that we said, hey, this is one of the things we want to really try to combat. And we could do it again because of the population that we were working with. Now, we didn't get to work with as many moms as we are now.
Right.
I mean, tell me, Joe, this year, 2023, have we been busy?
Oh, we have been extremely busy.
And the idea behind that, like we've talked about, is because we want to make sure with the sad loss of some services for moms in the county, that we step it up a little bit, and we want people to be comfortable and to understand what they can gain by engaging with the health department and talking with the home visitors.
So, right.
Yeah. Now, we also talked, you know, Allie, you brought it up. We had the baby shower Saturday.
Yes.
And, you know, I showed up and kind of gave a 20-minute rapid fire. I probably scared folks to death, but we talk about hazards in the home that a lot of people don't realize. And do you guys remember, or Joe, do you remember what I said the number one thing that people could do if they wanted to make things better? Do you remember? Did you see that up on the board? I did that just on purpose for my home visitors. It was to engage the home visitors.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
That would be you guys. So there are so many other things that we do just outside of the baby part of it, the pregnancy, you know, and then the delivery, and then that first 6 months to a year, because we really do want to make certain that families in our community have every benefit that they can, and that they can use the resources that are available to them. It doesn't make any sense if I have Allie working for me and she knows everything about transmissible disease if nobody knows who she is and they don't know how to get in touch with her. It doesn't make any sense at all that if I have you as a safe sleep instructor and a person that's been doing this for 8-9 years and nobody knows you or how to get in touch with you. And it also, you know, goes on to show that we have all these other services, environmental services, you know, the looking for the hazards in the home, and we've got a great deal
of expertise and knowledge at the health department. And the way that people can tap into that is on a one-on-one basis, and it can start by just simply calling a home visitor. It's right. Like, hey, this is what we're going through. We don't know what to do. We're not sure what's happening. Go. We talked about getting kiddos in for all of their normal things. Their vaccines early on, making sure that if the families qualify, they can get a little bit of nutritional assistance, mm-hmm. and connect them to the WIC programs. Mm-hmm. Everything that we have ties together, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean,
it does.
It's really the truth. It's when I think about that, it really truly is a tapestry that it all weaves together. Allie, what do you think?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, our motto that we always say, prevent, promote, protect, all these things work together.
They do. They fit. So, Joe, tell us a little bit more about what's an average day like for you at the health department?
An average day for me, I am always running. Always, always running. When I get to work, I try so hard to get here at 8. So hard.
I know what you're going to get at that 11th year is an alarm clock.
Yes. And then right now we are currently under construction, so unfortunately I don't have a office phone here at the Winfield department, but my cell phone is always working. My cell phone is always working. Everybody has my cell phone number. That's not a secret to have. So if you don't have my cell phone number, then let me know and I can get it to you.
We'll put it on a bulletin board.
Yes.
But I also know, too, that anybody can call to the health department.
Yes.
They can leave
and
us.
Find me.
You dial that main number, just ask for the person. Yeah. We can't send it to your desk right now.
And that's okay.
As soon as the county gets all this stuff taken care of, that'll be back. But even so, you can get a hold of Joe.
Yes.
And Gene, for that matter.
It's yes. Not,
we don't hide them away. When you go out to a home visit, what can people expect?
Well, when you come out, or when I come out, excuse me, I have all kinds of goodies. Either I'm taking a portable crib. If you have the baby already, I'm always taking a scale so we can always weigh the baby. Sometimes if you're concerned, if they're breastfeeding, they're concerned about weight gain. But we can always weigh the baby every time I go out there. We have a couple questionnaires that I have to ask just to see where they're at mentally and emotionally and stuff.
We're not trying to pry with that,
no.
Are we, ladies?
Definitely. No.
No, that's not. I mean, this is the thing, and I hope everybody understands this. This is not us sticking our nose in.
No.
This is us being considerate.
Yes.
This is us having a genuine concern, and sometimes we won't know unless we ask the right questions. That's why those questionnaires, as you know, because that can kind of put people off. That's why they've been delivered, or been developed, excuse me. And we just want to make sure that we are asking the right questions,
mm-hmm.
and so that we can learn enough about you as a mommy or the baby in its environment, and because of the fact that we see so many. And we've had as much experience as we've had that we can kind of see if there's something that's maybe a danger or something that we need to be concerned about.
Right.
Not that moms do a bad job.
No, right? Absolutely not. But they're so busy too that sometimes they don't even think about it until sometimes the only break they have is when I come over.
Yeah.
And I sit there and I talk to them and they don't get adult time. All they get is, you know, baby time and baby talk. And so when I come over, it's adult talk, and when we talk about that and we do the questionnaires, and they're, you know, sometimes they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I do this or don't do that and stuff, so.
And we try to make sure that if a person or you know, a family is having a difficulty, mm-hmm. and if there's a resource to be used to help them get through that we connect them with that. Sometimes it's not it. At the health department,
right?
It might be with one of our partners in the community, you know. But the point is it's a good place for us to connect with people and make sure that we are fulfilling the role that we say we're going to do, which is, you know, making the lives of people in Cowley County better. And you know, what better way to do it when they're little babies?
Yeah.
You know, because of the outcomes. If we don't, if we ignore it, if they're not being fed properly, you know, they don't have food to eat. Oh my goodness, we don't want to live in a county like that, in a community like that at all. So, So that's why it's important, and that's why we love what the home visitors do. I hope we continue to grow it.
I think we will. I'm pretty confident we will.
Yeah. I hope that I keep you so busy that I have to find another JoJo on top of it. So that would be nice. Because, you know, really, truly, what did we say we have? Allie, we're going to go back. We're going to kind of revisit this. Around 350 to 400 live births a year.
Yes.
For people in Cali County. And, you know, we see that number, and we know how many babies we have in the community. And so we know how many people we should be talking to.
Right.
And our goal is we want to talk to you all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no reason why anybody should be, oh, I don't need that. No, you do. It doesn't cost a thing.
Nope.
You know, it's probably something out there that has changed. I will tell you right now, from the time that I was a young dad till today, so much has changed.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, the type of equipment and the beds and everything else that... It's not the same as it was. Now, being a good parent, I think, is fundamental, you know, and it's something that you do based if you're caring and nurturing. But just like everything else, like our cars have changed,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way we consume information has changed. This also changes.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's another reason why this is always going to be evolving, and hopefully we'll keep getting better and better and better with it. Allie, what else? Is there? I'm sure I've missed something here.
Joe. So Jean told us a sweet little story about how her visits had made an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a quick story you can share?
Yeah.
An impact on my life or their life?
On their life.
On their life. I have tons of them. I know this one mom. She didn't want anything to do with me at first when the nurse had told her about me, and she said, I don't need to be on their program. She was pregnant with her second child. And she said, you know, I don't need to be on this program. I don't need this. And she came and talked to me, and we stayed in my office until, I think, 6 o'clock that night, and didn't realize that we had talked that long. And I've been with her, let's see, she has 4 kids now, and I've been with her for every 4 kids. And, you know, it grows into more of just a client. You know, it's a relationship now. And we've been together for, I don't know, probably about 6 years now that she's been one of my clients. And, you know, she had her last baby and, you know, she's off my program, but we're still friends. We still talk, and I get to see the kids grow up.
I have experienced in my time here seeing parents come in with kids, and the parents had been patients here.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection. Now, that was before my time, of course. But I think that's one thing that that the health department provides for a lot of people. It's a place that's consistent. We're there, and the people that we have, they get to know them, and it's not just
you're not just a patient.
You're not just a number.
Definitely not. No.
You know, we know who you are, and it's good, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we're not out. Nobody's saying this, because you can walk into our waiting area, and you'll see people in their 80s, and you'll see people that are 8 months.
Yes.
You know, it's just that way, and everybody's here for a service or something we provide, be it a vaccination or a blood pressure check, or just to come in and say hi.
Yeah.
You know, and that is what the community is about. That is what we want to make sure people understand about the health department. You remember what I said when I first came to town? My big concern was, what do people think about this place?
Mm-hmm.
Who are we to them, right? And now with everything that's happened in the last 8 years, including pandemic and all that, I hope people have developed a greater appreciation for what the health department provides, and a better connection. And your program that you work in,
mm-hmm.
is a foundational pillar of what we do. And I tell you guys that, and I want people to hear that publicly. This type of program is what the health department truthfully is all about.
Yes.
Yeah. And what kind of takeaways do we have to kind of sum up this podcast on home visiting?
If you are pregnant or your family just recently grew, call the health department if you haven't already. If you know somebody that's in Cali County and their family is growing and expecting, make the referral. Encourage them to call. call us. We'll try to make the contact ourselves. It's that simple.
What else, Joe? What else?
If call us, I mean, we'll have a great time. I mean, it's always...
It's an exciting time,
yes, it's a very exciting time.
We know it can be stressful. We know it can, but it's like, you know, on Saturday when you see the 20, 30 new moms that were there and they brought the families and the kids and everything out to an event like the community baby shower, it was really pretty neat to see that because I stood there and I looked at it as the administrator and I looked at it as the health officer. I said, man, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
What we hoped to accomplish, it's grabbing hold. So I thought this turned out pretty well.
I think so too. It's a good program.
It's a really good program. Joe, thank you so much for taking some time out to come in and chat with it, you know, with us about it and let people hear your voice.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, again, if you need to get a hold of JoJo or Gene, call the health department, either office. Let us know you want to talk to a home visitor. You will get referred and you will get called back. We jump right on that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Otherwise, I frown. And people don't like it when I frown.
No, so, not at all.
So, I don't know. What's going to be our next podcast? Is it one of those potluck ones it's coming up for Thanksgiving?
That's appropriate, sure.
or Thanksgiving surprise, you know, the November surprise. So I know we've got another topic coming up here. We'll be back in a couple weeks, and we'll be doing this again. And, you know, I've enjoyed this one. So, come on, Al, you have to take this out. Until next time.
Everybody, do what you can to stay well.
Stay well.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of For the Health of It, Cowley County. We hope you found it useful and that you'll tell your friends and give us a listen again during future episodes. As always, we end today's segment by replaying a recent Public Health Minute, which is a weekly radio message focused on keeping you healthy. So, until next time, stay well, everyone. Rhinovirus, coronavirus, RSV, oh my. With all the flu circulating around the community, it's no wonder that wintertime is known as the respiratory illness season. So here are some tips from the health department to help you stay well and avoid infection. First of all, get your yearly flu shot. The flu shot provides the best protection from infection, but it takes up to 2 weeks for you to develop full immunity. So get your shot now. Next, make sure your immune system is in tip-top shape by practicing healthy habits. Plenty of sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising. These are just a few ways that you can stay healthy. And lastly, if you are sick, please stay home. You need time to rest and fully recover before returning to work or other normal activities. Plus, staying home will ensure that you don't spread your sickness to others. Helping you stay safe from respiratory illness is just one more way the health department works hard every day to help you stay well.